Welcome back. We have a pretty major announcement to make about the nursing programs at Quincy College today. Just by way of a little bit of background, back in 2018, the nursing programs did lose approval from the state due to some low student test scores on the state exams. They quickly bounced back in 2019, got initial approval, and today we're here to tell you that it has received full approval. The Dean of Nursing, Diane Gillis, is here, and Assistant Dean Cheryl Cifrino. Ladies, thank you so much for coming over.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's an exciting day, Diane, I bet.
Very exciting. It's been a number of years in the works. A lot of hard work went into bringing it to full approval, faculty, staff, students, and so we're very appreciative for all the work that everyone has done to achieve full approval.
Yeah, let's talk about that work. You know, mm-hmm. what had to be done to kind of get full approval again and then move forward from here?
Correct. So when you receive initial approval, your curriculum is approved, but then you have to go through a process to validate that your outcomes are at the level that the Massachusetts Board of Nursing expects, which for the licensing exam, it's an 80%. So we've been consistently achieving the 80% or greater. This last year in 2023, our RN programs were in the 92% here in Quincy.
Wow.
And our practical nursing program has been consistently at 100%. So we're very proud of those outcomes. So that's the first thing that the board looks at mm-hmm. from your initial graduating cohorts. The pandemic slowed us down a little bit so that we navigated, and when we were able to resume business as usual in terms of getting our students out to clinicals and continue to support those outcomes, we applied, and this 2 weeks ago we received approval through the Massachusetts Board of Nursing for all four programs, our Quincy campus and our Plymouth campus.
Oh, they evaluate them separately?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They coded each program separately, the RN versus the practical nursing programs, and had very complimentary things to say about the quality of the program. So again, we're very proud.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
What does that mean now for the program?
So it means a lot. Okay. First of all, it's important for all of our graduates from this new program to be able to say that they've graduated from a fully approved program in order to continue their education.
Okay.
It also allows veterans to come into our program and receive funding through the GI Bill, which is also significant.
Yeah.
It also allows us now to look at new future programming. We are amidst a nursing shortage, and so we are looking at the community needs in terms of potentially offering, after approval and development, a LPN to RN bridge program, which there's a community demand for, as well as an RN to BSN program for our former graduates.
Okay.
So that would give us a pathway all the way at the college from the CNA program through one of the other divisions all the way through a bachelor's.
To achieve a bachelor's, wow.
So it means a lot.
Yeah. Up until this point, under initial approval, mm-hmm. were you kind of limited in what you were able to offer the students?
Well, when you're granted limited initial approval,
yeah.
they do indicate how many students you can take.
Okay.
So that's another opportunity for us to begin to look at expanding our programming. Mm-hmm. Of course, with their approval, we'll still continue to submit changes to them for approval, but it does open the doors to all of those opportunities.
So for the students who graduated under the initial approval
mm-hmm.
status, what does that mean for
they,
them?
They now are eligible to say that they graduated from a fully approved program because the curriculum has not changed.
Oh, okay. So basically they were the groundbreakers, right?
Absolutely.
They kind of said, we're going to trust, you
yes.
know, that the program is going to receive full approval,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to give it our all. And they were the ones, really, that I'm assuming helped you achieve
yes.
that goal, right?
And
yeah.
we thank them for that trust
right.
because they assisted us to achieve this, you know, significant accomplishment.
Yeah. So, Cheryl, I'd like maybe to talk to you a little bit about the work that it took through the past 6 years, really, to get to the point that you're at right now. What had to change to improve the graduates' test scores and the state exams? You know, how did you kind of bring that back?
So when Dr. Gillis and the people designed the program, the new program, they built in tests and basically reviews of material that would help students remediate and achieve what they need. The NCLEX, whether it's a practical nursing program or a registered nursing program, tests you at the basic level of safety for an entry level to practice, which means it's a pretty concentrated amount of material in 10 months for our practical nurse certificate program.
Right.
And we had to make sure that everybody could achieve the outcomes for basically everything.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at the standards of practice on the Massachusetts Board of Registration in Nursing, you will find several pages of articulation that about what you really need to be able to do as a nurse to have a license.
Okay, so basically you gave them the state test at the college level to make sure they passed it before they took the state exam.
Well, they all take a national exam.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The NCSBN, the National Council of State Boards of Nursing, is responsible for the testing quality and the metrics that are measured for both the practical nursing exam and the NCLEX, is what the students call it all the time.
Right, that's the acronym for the abbreviation.
So
yeah.
We follow their recommendations. We map
that.
The curriculum to that. I've only been with the college since January of 2023.
Oh, okay.
But there had been a lot of groundwork laid by the faculty and the people that designed the program to make sure that all of the measurements are going to demonstrate, because that's the biggest thing when you get full approval, is they send the representatives in to do a survey and see if they can validate everything that you've reported.
Oh.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Pretty intense scrutiny of the program, right, to make sure that it's meeting the standards. Yeah.
So the State Board of Nursing is charged with guarding the public and the public interest in healthcare. They try to do that the best they can and make sure that educational programs are living up to the standards that they set.
Right. So, Diane, obviously, Cheryl's one example of revamping the program. What did you have to do to kind of start over, I guess, when it came to the administrative side and the educational side of things?
Correct. So time was spent developing a new program using the evidence that exists for what makes for a successful nursing graduate. So we built in, as was alluded to, the NCLEX test plan blueprint or outline. We looked at the Nurse of the Future core competencies. There's work been done in Massachusetts to look at futuristically, and that work continues. What is the competencies that a nurse needs down the road? We built those into the curriculum. And we built in, as alluded to, using a specific publisher that has evidence-based, valid, reliable, standardized testing throughout the program. So after each course, the students are tested. That gives not only the student the opportunity to see where their strengths are and where their opportunities are, and it provides them with remediation if needed. But it also allows us, as the leadership and faculty of the program, to look at where are the gaps in our curriculum. And so it's an ongoing performance quality program. We call it our systematic evaluation plan that the board looks at.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that has to be documented on pretty much a weekly basis.
Is that right?
In terms of faculty meeting to do that review and use data to drive decisions regarding the program.
We have a little bit of video of some students in the program that we wanted to show folks, just to give them a little flavor for what it might look like. And it's very much a hospital setting.
Yes.
But while we're looking at that, I wanted to ask you, first of all, how often is the program reviewed by the state?
So technically annually, we submit annual reports. And if there's anything in that report that doesn't meet the current benchmarks, we go before the board, whether it's a change that we've made, higher enrollment, they want to make sure we have the resources to support what we're doing, and or a change in our NCLEX results below that 80%.
Yep.
So it's pretty stringent in terms of the oversight that we need to.
So what's being done to make sure that you never lose your approval again?
Every Friday morning, we meet for 2 to 3 hours with the faculty, the assistant deans and myself, and we go through that systematic evaluation process on a regular basis. We have a calendar with guidelines, and we look at every policy, all of our practices, we look at our data, and we use that time to continue that process, and we can't take our foot off the gas.
Right, yeah.
We have to do that consistently and document it.
Sure, sure. And does that have to happen at the Plymouth campus as well as the Quincy campus?
Well, we meet consistently in Quincy, but it's for both. It's all for all of the program aspects.
Yes, yes. So going forward, what's next?
So we're already beginning to look at the next program, which will be most likely the LPN to RN. Mm-hmm. We're looking at our student demographic and what makes the most sense, potentially a part-time evening, maybe weekend program that they can continue to work, balance their personal lives, and continue their education over a period of time, and offer them a quality program that's accessible and affordable and competitive. We're looking at that. So we've already started to look at the community standards around an LPN to RN program and what that might look like, and we'll develop it, submit it to the board, and potentially look at that for early 2025.
Wow, okay. So with full approval now, does that allow increased enrollment in the nursing programs?
Yes.
It does. Okay. From what to what?
Correct. Well, we will increase our enrollment based on the resources to support, because we do have a student-faculty ratio we need to meet.
I see. Okay.
So we will do that. We are seeing an increased enrollment this year.
Really? Okay.
For the fall. Not specific to full approval, but just in general, which is great because we're in the midst of a nursing shortage.
Right.
So part of our mission is to support, you know, graduating nurses. We have, we just heard yesterday of a great success story. We've been doing some work with South Shore Health, and two of our graduates have been accepted to their new graduate program.
Really?
And that's important because the full approval is now supporting their ability to be accepted to a program like that.
Yes.
So.
Well, the nursing program has been such a staple at Quincy College almost since its inception, you know, really. And there was, you know, just that one little blemish that happened. But really, it's known statewide, right, for nursing. You can find, I'm sure you can find a graduate in hospitals all over the country.
Yes.
I wanted to maybe learn a little bit, Cheryl, about your background, where you came from, because you've been at Quincy College for about a year or so.
I came from a college that had a baccalaureate program, and I was the chairperson of that division during the pandemic, and I basically have been a nurse. Probably too long.
We should point out you're both nurses.
Reiterate,
yes.
But... I do like the students. I like the diversity at Quincy. I like the fact that we have a practical nursing program, because that's where I started. I started in a state program to become a practical nurse. So I think it's really important to offer pathways that are affordable and attainable to people that really have a passion for caring for people and want to go into nursing.
Yeah. How has the profession changed over the years, some of the major changes that you have seen in
your
career?
Loaded question.
Sure.
It's just changed because there's so much technology that is used, but the human touch is still required. There's a lot of things that a computer can do, but that interaction that a nurse has with a patient or a client is so important. That I don't think that's one of the things that will ever change, is that being important to people.
Yeah. What is your advice to, you know, young people just coming into a nursing program in terms of figuring out what they want to do and how best to succeed at that?
I think it's an all-in type of thing.
Yeah.
Just to realize what you're getting into, because we are right now a full-time program, both the practical nursing program and the ASN program. We're full-time. 2 years and 10 months.
Okay.
So they really have to plan. The best thing is to plan your community, childcare, resources. Look at your own village and see what you can do and what you're going to need, because they often, our students do work, but we try to get them not to work more than 20 hours a week.
Okay.
And we know that's hard because people are trying to pay bills and do things.
Right, yeah. Are the programs different at Quincy and Plymouth?
No.
No.
They are delivered both the same. They have the same outcomes. They were coded differently because of the NCLEX testing. Mm-hmm. So we have a Plymouth ASN, a Quincy ASN, a Plymouth Practical Nursing Certificate, and a Quincy Practical Nursing Certificate.
Okay. So ASN, just for folks who don't know, is what?
Associate right. of Science degree.
Okay. The video, Diane, that we saw earlier very much gives students hands-on experience.
Yes. Yeah, so we're very fortunate at Quincy College and both campuses to have really state-of-the-art laboratories and simulation equipment.
Yeah.
And simulation is particularly the silver lining during the pandemic is we were able to shift very quickly to when the students were allowed back on campus to be hands-on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And our assistant dean, Dr. Catherine Whalen, who is not with us here today, but has expertise in simulation and provides a great deal of support to developing our simulation programs on both campuses. She oversees, as part of her role, the laboratories. And so we have an extremely strong simulation program, so that complements the clinical that we have. And we've done very well in getting our students out to have 100% clinical face-to-face experience, which is another quality indicator.
Yes. You know, you've mentioned a couple of times about the nursing shortage that really the country is facing.
Yes.
Why is that happening, do you think?
Well, during the pandemic, the primary driver that accelerated the nursing shortage, we anticipated that many baby boomers eventually would be retiring, but many chose time during the pandemic to leave the profession. But I think we also lost others through the experience of the pandemic based on what they were experiencing in working in the hospitals during that very difficult time period.
Right. Yeah.
So that accelerated the nursing shortage at that point in time, which made it quite acute. And so part of what I see as our mission, and I think others would agree, is to do what we can. So we have developed partnerships with many clinical agencies, many we use for our clinical experiences, but also others that are doing workforce development and are supporting their employees to come to the program, whether it be the practical nursing or the associate degree program.
It's, I guess, the silver lining in the trauma of the pandemic, right, is it does open up new opportunities for folks either just starting out or maybe mid-career that want something different.
Yes.
Sure.
It's also offered the opportunity for the licensed practical nurse role to become more prevalent again and more accepted in more healthcare settings than
Absolutely.
It had been.
Yeah. Anything else either one of you would like to add?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, the big news is full approval for the Quincy College nursing programs from the states. And we thank you both for coming over and sharing your story and hopefully highlighting some of the student achievements as well.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.